Leading news today, a series of new polls show Labor is facing a significant defeat at September's election. Treasurer Wayne Swan is denying the existence of internal Labor polling published by Fairfax today, but it shows the party would struggle to win any seats in Queensland. Julie Gillard has hit back at the Queensland Premier's rejection of her education reforms. Campbell Newman insists he's unlikely to support the Gonski reforms unless there's substantial change. The Prime Minister says Mr Newman is putting Liberal political interests ahead of Queensland children. Military prosecutors say US soldier Bradley Manning systematically harvested a vast trove of secret documents to pass on to WikiLeaks. Manning is accused of the biggest leak of secret documents in US history. He's pleaded guilty to 10 charges, but not the most serious charge of aiding the enemy. A factory fire in China has killed at least 119 people and injured more than 50 others. The blaze broke out in a poultry processing plant in the northeast province of Jilin. Investigators are examining claims the front gate of the factory was locked, trapping some of the workers. Turkey's Prime Minister has condemned the anti-government protests as they continue for a fourth day. Recep Tayyip Erdogan says the protests don't constitute a Turkish spring, and he's accused protesters of walking arm in arm with terrorism. The US Secretary of State John Kerry says he's concerned about the government's crackdown on protesters.